Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. As you might have known, if you've heard some of my recent episodes, I talked about the Plant Built team and what they did in Austin, Texas. Now, if you didn't hear those previous episodes, let me summarize it for you. Because as of the day that I'm recording this, it is Friday, August 2nd, approximately 1 week ago, here in Austin, Texas, 15 or more vegan competitors, as part of a team called Plant Built, descended onto a natural fitness show called, it's called the Naturally Fit Super Show here in Austin, Texas, and they came and they completely dominated the competition. Many of them turned out to be first place and overall winners, and nearly all of them placed, putting vegan bodybuilding and fitness completely on the map. So I have a special guest with you on the line today, and he is the team captain and the co-founder and the visionary of the Plant Built team. Now, he himself has been a competitive natural bodybuilder for many, many years. He was one of the first raw competitive bodybuilders to hit the scene and really get a lot of PR and press around it. He was also featured in Robert Cheek's book, Vegan Bodybuilding and Fitness, The Complete Guide. And he's also the co-founder of the website veganproteins.com. I'd like you to help me introduce and bring onto the show Mr. Giacomo Marchese. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on the show today, Thomas.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. And the reason I brought you on the show is because I want to talk about your Plant Built team. I think this is one of the most kick-butt things to ever happen for a big group of vegan athletes to come into a competition completely spank all the non-vegan people on there, and then walk out with a whole bunch of wins and trophies. I mean, I filmed a video of a little clip just walking across the stage and just showing people all the freaking trophies that the team that you created took home, all in the name of being a vegan. I think that is one of the most remarkable things to ever happen. And you, my friend, are the mastermind behind this. So I want to hear a little bit more about the story of how you came up with the idea, how you created the team, and where it's going.
Sure, absolutely. So I guess I could tell you a quick little story about how this vision came to be. And I'm happy to answer any questions and explain what our plans are now as well as for the future. So basically, several years back, there were different vegan competitors that were getting together and sharing the stage, basically. Robert had approached myself as well as Jimmy Sicko. We had competed on stage about 4 years ago, and we wanted to get some media and press attention behind it, but we never really got the opportunity to do so. But it was still fun. Then afterwards, Derek and Ed, which are two other Plant Built team members, had also competed on stage.
That's Derek Treesize and Ed Bowers, right?
Derek Treesize. Yeah, and Derek Treesize and Ed Bauer, correct. And they competed on stage in Seattle, I think that was about 2 years ago. And I fight for balance in my life, and I remain competitive, but I take breaks in between here and there. And I was making my comeback last year onto the bodybuilding scene, you know, I was training consistently again, getting back into the game. And we were at the Atlanta Veg Fest, and I ran into Tori Washington, otherwise known as the Vegan Dread. Mm. And he's also he is our top athlete on the team, actually. He's a pro bodybuilder. And I saw him, and I said, you know, I got inspired. I said, you know, it just, you look great, and I'm looking to compete. You want to compete with me? He goes, yeah, we should do it. I said, why don't we do this on a large scale? What if we had a whole bunch of people to compete together? And he kind of just said, yeah, that would be great. Well, you know, I took that idea pretty seriously, and when we got back home from the Veg Fest, we just started asking different friends and acquaintances if they were interested in doing this. Hmm. And everyone just jumped on board, right? I mean, the response was overwhelming. And before you know it, fast forward to July, and there were 15 of us that fully committed and went on stage together, and the response has just been overwhelming. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, were you surprised by the outcome of how many people did so well in this contest?
You know, yes and no. Everybody put the work in, and when you put the work in, you get the results. And in addition, we really tried our best as a team to foster camaraderie. And we're all, you know, in bodybuilding, it's kind of a selfish sport. You're out there to showcase your efforts, and you're spending all this time working on yourself and saying, here, look at me, this is what I did. But, you know, we're approaching it from a different angle. And what keeps many of us going year after year in competing in the sport of bodybuilding is that we want to be spokespersons for a vegan lifestyle, you know, not just for health reasons, but for ethical reasons, for environmental reasons. And we all have this driving force inside of us to show just what can be achieved on this compassionate, cruelty-free lifestyle. And, you know, that in and of itself keeps us all working hard. And then we knew that we were going to be competing as a team, and, you know, we didn't want to disappoint anyone else, and we really wanted to make a strong, bold, powerful statement that there was just no way it could be disputed. So I knew it was going to light a fire under everybody. But, I mean, let's face it, we had some first-time competitors, and, you know, this idea was only formed 7 months before it took place. So, yeah, I mean, I was also somewhat overwhelmed with just how well we all placed. Not surprised, but yes, it was definitely a little overwhelming. We just cleaned house out there.
Do you have the breakdown of how many different wins we got and the number of second-place winners and third-place and so on?
Out of the top 10 overall spots, we took 4 of them. And
wow.
we were 15, 14 of us were athletes that competed on the stage. And the total count, last I checked, was somewhere in between 125 to 150 competitors total. So, I mean, we represented only about 10% of the competition, and yet we took 40% of the overall spots, meaning that the winners competed against each other for overall placement. And then everybody on the team, almost every single member of the team, over 90% of us placed within the top 3 spots in each of our divisions respectively. So, I mean, there
Wow.
was no shortage of talent up there, and yeah, it was just unreal.
Wow. Wow, I mean that's a lot. I mean, so if I remember correctly, because it was hard for me to keep track of all the wins because there was just so many of them. I mean, you saw again, if you haven't seen it already, folks, go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and sift down until you find the video that I took just going across the stage, and you can see all the different trophies that were won by this team. And now this team, there are 15 team members, right? And I swear to God, there seemed to be at least 15 trophies up there.
Yeah, more than 15, because several athletes competed in different divisions and placed in each division they competed in to boot. So, I mean, and two athletes received their pro cards, meaning that they won their, you know, the best overall within their division, and now it's time for them to compete in a you know, more challenging division because it was just too easy for them, and that's why they took that spot.
Now, I know there were first place wins, I mean, by both men and women, and what was really remarkable, I thought, was most of them were in the bodybuilding category.
I didn't even think about that, but yes, you're absolutely right.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we had a first place win by Will Tucker, who competed in the Masters bodybuilding category, won first place. And we had Torrey Washington, who competed in his category, which was below lightweight. Below light heavyweight. I don't even know what you call that. He won first place. And then we had Derek Treesize, who competed in light heavyweight. He won first place. And then we had one of our girls. Was it Sarah Russert, who won first place in the women's bodybuilding category?
Women's bodybuilding heavyweight. And then we also had Pam Kalstad, who also took first place.
And she competed in bikini or figure?
Well, she competed in a couple. I don't remember which one she took first in, but I'm pretty sure it was figure. She had a really, really, you know, she had over 20 competitors. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that she just took first out of, you know, 3 or 5 or even 10. I mean, she had almost 2 dozen people out there that she was competing against. And I mean, they really tried to break her. They had her on stage longer than anybody else in the front of the stage. Meaning, some people get a break and they don't have to keep, you know, holding their poses. But Pam was out there the whole time. They really wanted to challenge her, and she was by and far one of the best posers out there, I thought. And she did a bang up job.
Well, I think what's so remarkable about this, and this is what I believe one of the biggest statements that your team and your vision made at this event, was that a bunch of vegans came down and completely spanked, in fact, wiped the floor in the divisions that have always been regarded as the ones that vegans will never, ever touch. We're talking about bodybuilding here. Who would ever guess, who would ever expect that in bodybuilding, where the goal is to create as much freaking muscle mass as humanly possible, cut the fat down, and then show that on stage, that it's a bunch of plant-based athletes that came in and took almost all the wins.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I mean, and we knew going in there, just like anywhere else, I mean, there's just so many myths that it just can't be done. And if it can be done, we're at a disadvantage. And well, first of all, you know, since this is the way that we build our bodies, obviously we think that it's a better way to build our bodies. But we don't approach it from that angle. We let them know, hey, you know, we're in the same playing field as you, and we're putting the work in, and, you know, we're going to be out there working the hardest. So, you know, if you're bringing the competition, you know, you have to be on your A game, because there's just no disadvantage whatsoever to being a vegan. And quite frankly, we believe it's the opposite. I think we're proving that. All those points. I mean, even after the show, because we had worked closely to help get the show out there and find competitors and let people in the community know that we were competing, so they could come watch us. One of the members of Naturally Fit, their social media expert, unprompted, texted me after the show, and she said to me, "What did she say?" She said it was so much fun working with the team, and. And she said that we definitely made a bold statement within the fitness community. So I think we really turned a lot of heads out there, and I think we got some respect for what we're doing. And like Danny was mentioning to me earlier when we got home, because we were all just riding high on the success of the outcome of this. You know, you think that all the hard work leading up to the show and putting yourself out there and letting people know what you're doing is hard, but that's the fun part. Now is where the real work begins. Now we have to go out there and we have to, you know, get some more attention on what we did, you know, so, you know, just promote, you know, be these responsible spokespersons for a vegan lifestyle. And also the fact that we're going to be continuing to do this annually, we have to get, you know, we're going to continue to get organized as a nonprofit team. We're going to double the amount of athletes that we compete with next year, and we're going to make sure that we leave our doors open for not just season. You know, we do want some established talent, but we also want, you know, competitors who have never done this before. But we can see the drive and the determination in them, and we're going to be recruiting in a couple months to find those individuals that you know we believe will put on a good showing.
That's fantastic. So you're going to be opening the doors to this. Well, you certainly are getting a lot of attention for it. I mean, one way is you're definitely going to get a lot of attention as a result of being on the show. The second thing I want to ask you is this. I mean, just doing the math. Now, we have to make a statement about the show and the criteria for getting on, not my show, but I'm talking about Naturally Fit show, is there's a polygraph test and there's a drug test that's done before and after the show. Am I right?
Yes.
That means so if you're on if you created the mass with steroids, that would turn up positive on the drug test and you would lose your placement.
Yes, and it's not just steroids. I mean, they don't want any bodybuilders manipulating their results in any way that are going to jeopardize their health. So in other words, the use of diuretics is not allowed. Hormone precursors like those androstenediol type stuff, just precursors, testosterone precursors, basically, not just steroids. Ephedrine is outlawed because, you know, it's very unsafe. So, I mean, it's more than just not using steroids. And yes, you are polygraphed and tested. And if you, in place and win, you have to do a urine test right then and there, just to make sure.
So with that said, could it possibly mean that looking at just the results, I mean, looking at just the men's bodybuilding category, and this is purely from a muscularity standpoint, men's category, you've got masters, you've got the heavyweights, the light heavyweights, and then I guess it'd be what Tori competed in. And just out of those categories alone, actually, masters was divided into two different categories, so there's two, I believe, there, unless I'm wrong. Looks like you've got – In the Masters, there was 40 to 49 and then 50 to 59. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, beautiful. So we had two individuals that competed in the Masters category, both Masters categories, 40 to 49. And I believe Austin Barbish, did he compete in the over 50?
I think he competed. I'm pretty sure he competed against Will in the 40 to 49.
Okay, so. So what you're saying is we had competitors that only competed in four categories. So that would be the one Masters category, the heavy, the light heavy, and the light. And we took first place in every one of them except for the heavy. No, sorry, we didn't have anybody in the heavyweight. We only had light heavyweight. Is that right?
Right.
So out of all the categories we competed in, we took first place. So masters, so the masters category, the light heavyweight, and then the light, and then the only category that wasn't represented, of course, we didn't have a winner because nobody was there. And then now on the women's side, how many different categories do we have women competing in the bodybuilding section?
Well, let me back up there for a second. You forgot about me. I competed in the middleweight. I didn't take first, but I did place in third.
Now, middleweight, is that the same as middleweight the same as Tori's class or no?
Tori was lightweight, and then I was middleweight, and then light heavy was Derek, and then masters was Will and Austin in regards to the bodybuilding.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. I got it.
No problem.
Okay. So looking at the men's side, then that means that out of 5 different categories, the vegans took 3 out of the 5. And then in the women's category, were there 3?
There were there was novice in the open there were 2 categories. There was lightweight and heavyweight.
Light and heavy. Okay,
and we had a competitor, 2 competitors in the heavyweight.
In the heavyweight. Okay, got it. Okay, so here's where my point is right now is out of the categories we had competitors in. So in the women, we only had one category and we took first place. So that was 100%. And then looking at the men's categories, we had competitors in, looks like 5 different categories, not 6. So 5 categories, we got 3 winners. So overall, looking at just the number of wins and the competitors there, could this possibly infer that if you want to be the most muscular you possibly can, then you've got to go vegan?
Yeah, I don't see why not. With 4 first-place trophies, 2 second-place trophies, and 1 third-place trophy out of all of our competitors combined in bodybuilding, then yes, I'd say that you're a safe bet to go vegan and to be able to build lots of muscle and place really well in a bodybuilding competition.
I mean, could these results possibly mean that if you are not vegan, you're actually at a disadvantage when it comes to winning contests now?
You know, I'd care to say that it does.
Because I think this is what the outcome that we see here is starting to suggest. And I think this is I think this is groundbreaking. I think this is history making.
Yeah, there's definitely a shift in the way things are being done, and it's only going to get bigger and better from here.
So I want to just give you a huge congratulations and a big thank you for just having the vision for creating this, because I think, Giacomo, if it wasn't for you doing this, I don't think this would have happened. So let's talk about Plant Built and what's next.
Sure, absolutely, and you know I appreciate. I appreciate being able to have a leadership role within the team, and you know, I just want to make sure that anyone that's involved or anyone that's watching what we do, that we're all, you know, that we're a collective basically. So I, you know, there is no you know, while it was my vision initially, and, you know, I'm playing in this leadership role and team captain, I really want to make sure to foster the camaraderie between all of us, because it really is a group effort. I mean, there's not one of us that's doing all the work. I mean, there are people helping behind the scenes to make sure that we make the track, you know, the planning arrangements. There are people that are helping us, you know, all sorts of ways, order shirts, reach out to people. There's a lot that goes on, and basically at this point, the, you know, we had about four of us behind the scenes. There was Sarah Russert, Stephanie Rice, Danny Taylor, and Ed Bauer, as well as myself, that were doing a lot of the legwork. And now that we're expanding to double the size, every single one of us are going to be playing some sort of a role as a group to make sure that we're successful. So we really want to let others know that you know, we're not out there for ourselves, that we're working with each other. And you can see that when we're as a team, that we're all cheering each other on and very welcoming. And that also makes all the difference when you're being competitive, to have the support of your teammates.
It was so cool. I mean, I was there. I was there with you guys, sitting down next to you, and I just, you know, my heart just swelled up watching you guys supporting each other. I mean, you guys are by far the loudest group in the entire crowd. Every time one of the Plant Built team members or any vegan competitor went up, the whole freaking room lit up with you guys standing up. I mean, Robert Cheek right there in the front, flexing his own muscles, like just cheering them on.
Yep.
It was so cool. But what really touched my heart was how much you guys, what a tight group you guys are, because afterwards we all celebrated the day after at Big Bald Mike, you know, Bonebreaker Barbell's place, and he had a little barbecue, or I don't even know if you call it a barbecue, but it was just a big cookout over there, and seeing everybody just hanging out with each other and jamming with each other, it's just, there's so much love in the group. I mean, it's almost as if you guys have all been friends for decades.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of friendships that were formed and close relationships that will be that way for years to come. I mean, it's like you said, I mean, there was just an instant bond as soon as we got there, because we're all passionate and we're all out there wanting the same things, and to put the same message out there. So, I mean, there was just that, I mean, it could have went any number of ways, but it could not possibly have went any better than it did. I mean, when we did this, you know, I had the bar set out of reach, which I tend to do. And I mean, I had very high expectations for this. And I mean, we just blew those expectations out of the water. And I'm just so overwhelmed with how great this has been. And it's not just the, you know, like you said, it's not just the team itself. The people who came up to support, like yourself, Thomas, like Robert, like Karen and Robert. Hello?
Go ahead, repeat what you said. I think we had a disturbance in the connection. Just what were you saying? Okay. So you were saying Karen and Robert.
Yeah, so getting back to – yeah, so Karen – the people that came out to support us, like Karen and Robin Karen and Robert, like yourself, Thomas, you know, you brought your whole family down. I mean, just – and everybody just connected instantly. Bonebreaker had his friend Kate and several other people who were helping us, helping prepare food for the whole team. You had Alana and other members like Trisha from Chad's group at Beyond Fit that came out, and they made us welcome baskets. As soon as we got there, and the very first day that we're together as a team, you know, we're getting thank you baskets. I mean, the community was just so welcoming. I mean, this was a group effort all around.
You didn't even put that together, like the welcome baskets. You didn't. That
wasn't.
No,
that's what I'm saying. I mean,
wow.
You know, Yeah, I mean, yes, I busted my butt behind the scenes, but we all did. You know, it's just everything came together, and everybody chipped in one way or another to make sure this was a success, not just by competing, but outside of competing. It was just unbelievable, and I can't even wait to see what this is going to look like in 2014, because the Naturally Fit organization is not solely a bodybuilding venue, although they started out like that 7 years ago. They are an athletic venue now, and it's kind of like the Olympics is how they're doing it. Now they're doing the Naturally Fit Games, where they're going to have even more organized powerlifting event, because this is the first year that it was more than just a bodybuilding show. There's going to be powerlifters, CrossFitters, you know, sports, volleyball. There's going to be mixed martial artists. kettlebell, all sorts of things. Well, so basically, depending on how things go, we may try to reach out to other athletes, not just bodybuilders, figure fitness, and bikini athletes, to have a more well-rounded team and to dominate more than just one sport. Mm. So yeah, the future's looking real bright.
Oh wow! Complete athletic domination.
Pretty much.
But I think this is a great start because here's the thing. You know, nobody, I don't believe at this point, I mean, Scott Jurek and Brendan Brazier, those guys have really shown the world that going on a vegan plant-based diet is really the way to go to improve your endurance and athletic ability. And now the UFC fighters, I don't really hear anybody talking crap on endurance athletes, or actually athletes in general now who are going vegan. I think the biggest controversy has been, can you build muscle on a 100% vegan diet? I think that's been the real one. I mean, just to even to the lay person, even the people that aren't even into fitness, they would never ever guess, and they would probably argue with it and doubt it. But what you guys just did this weekend,
and I deal with this, and you know, excuse me for interrupting, but I mean, I can't agree with you further on this, and I know it's the point that you're looking to make. So, I mean, I could explain to you that yes, this happened all too often. I mean, even when you don't have a leg to stand on, there are in regards to arguing the opposite, people still try to, you know, so right before the show, you know, I was at the beach, just, you know, relaxing and just trying to get ready, for the show. And I got
There's
out of my car and I was wearing, no, this is before I got to Austin, about a week before.
Okay.
I just wanted an idea of just the adversity that we're met with now. People just can't believe it. So I get out of my car and I'm wearing my plant based shirt, says Vegan Muscle Team in the back, and this guy just starts talking to me. He goes, Vegan Muscle Team, that must be some sort of joke, right? And I just gave him a serious look, because here I am about to compete, and clearly he's stopping me because I'm in peak conditioning, and you know, this is just some regular average Joe, not an athlete, just a guy. And I was like, yeah, it's serious, it's a thing. And he starts, of course, that question comes up, where do you get your protein? I answer that. And, you know, he's all, there's not a lot of beans in protein. I looked at him and I said, do you really need to ask me where I get my protein? I mean, seriously? Oh, goodness. And then what was the other thing that happened just recently? I was shopping at Whole Foods.
Well, let me just get that out on the table right now. You know, I think it's totally fair for anybody to ask, where do you get your protein from? Because, you know, it might mean because they're seriously curious, and it might not always mean that they're being sarcastic about it. But what I have a problem with is if someone looks at you in your peak condition, you got freaking veins and muscles popping out, your cut is all hell, you got a 12-pack going on, right? And then they look you square in the eye and say, you can't build muscle on a vegan diet. It's impossible.
Yeah, or ask you if it's a joke or something like
that. That's what I got a problem with.
You're
right?
Looking at it, you know? I mean, it's... Yeah, same here. I mean, he set the tone for that conversation, and I mean, I could tell he was just trying to heckle me, and I just wasn't about to have it.
Well, I love it when people ask, where do you get your protein? Because that opens the door to the conversation, and then you lead them down the path of going vegan is better and all that good stuff. I love that. I love it when they ask that. But what boggles my mind is how somebody can look like me or you or any of our other competitors, well, I don't think it happens to Tori that much, but look them straight in the eye and try to make a statement that it's impossible because – and then they use as a rationale, because you can't get enough protein.
Exactly.
I just did an interview with Chad Byers, and it's hilarious. We calculated how much protein he gets in a day. Now, you know Chad. He's 200 pounds, 6'4", freaking jacked as all hell, like freaking just a towering pile of muscle, you know? And his protein, the total amount of protein that he gets from all the vegetables and fruits and seeds that he eats, is only 135 grams. Could you believe that?
Yeah, I definitely can. So, I mean, the you only need about 6 to 7% of your total caloric intake from protein, and technically, if you're doing the RDA, which is 10 to 12%, you know, which is always higher than what the World Health Organization recommends, then you're already doing yourself justice. And you know, you have some bodybuilders that it's just different schools of thought. I mean, some people up their protein to 20% of the total caloric intake or more, some less, it's really just a matter of personal preference, but there's just no issue with getting protein from plant-based whole foods. Because if you eat from, you know, the whole spectrum of plant-based whole food, you're still getting over 10% protein, which is well above the accepted guidelines for the World Health Organization, which is the gold standard. So, there's just no issue with that.
The fact is this. You've got a group of gentlemen men and women that just came to Austin, and one in categories that require you to be the most muscular person in your category, and they did it by getting a fraction of the amount of total protein than what's been always held as principle in the fitness and bodybuilding arena. So
all from plants.
Obviously, the nutrition books need to be rewritten.
Yeah, they sure do. They need to be rewritten and not subsidized from certain industries that are pushing forward their agenda and saying that it's the only way. So, absolutely.
Well, this is remarkable, and Giacomo, I think you're a phenomenal spokesperson and just a wonderful team leader and visionary for putting all of this together. What is your end goal for for plant built? What is it that you're trying to accomplish?
Total dominance of the sports that we compete in as vegan athletes. I want to change. I want people to realize that, you know, there's more than one way to build your body and to build, you know, be an accomplished athlete. And if you're going to go through those measures, you might as well do it in a healthful manner, in a way that's respectful to the earth and the environment, and without killing animals or harming them in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, you can get the same results without hurting anybody and with leaving less of a footprint on this earth. And you can actually get, well, yes, we believe that you can get better results. But I'll still take, you know, to me, at least others being, others understanding, you know, the general fitness community recognizing the fact that you can build an athletic elite body on a vegan diet, that's still a win for me. And, you know, baby steps. And then eventually, we can show others how our way is definitely better. From many different perspectives.
Why does this mean so much to you? Are you an ethical vegan, and is it about the planet, or is it about people's health?
It's about all. It's about the whole package. I definitely am an ethical vegan. I don't see any reason to harm or kill animals for our own needs. There's just so many reasons not to go that route. It takes the majority of the world's food to feed animals so that we can go ahead and kill them to feed ourselves, and it's destroying the earth as we know it, and people just don't see it. It's out of sight, it's out of mind. And that to me is just a real problem on a global level, and it's getting worse exponentially. So there needs to be a shift, and I feel like there already has been, actually, but we got to keep pushing to see the world that we want to see.
And I mean, is your hope to bring athletes into veganism initially because it can improve their performance and give them better results, and then maybe with the hope that they'll see the ethical side of things once they're in it?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I've seen people come to us because we offer online personal training on our website. Danny does the majority of that, and
Danny
come to us all
is
the time.
Danny is your wife.
Danny Taylor is she's my fiance, co-founder of Vegan Proteins, co-founder of Plant Built. She helped me see the vision the whole way through, and she's been here every step of the way. She trained for the athletes for the competition out of the 14 that went on stage.
Wonderful.
She's competing herself next year on the team. That's a little. That's actually breaking news. She decided a couple of days ago that, because competing really isn't for her, but it's the team environment. The team environment is so welcoming and supportive, and the message is so important that she feels compelled to do it herself. So she will be on stage next year. She trained Sarah Russert, who won her overall
first place.
Won her pro card, first place. and she trained Tiffany Burek and Stephanie Rice, and they took second and third in figure, and that was a fairly large division with over a dozen competitors, I believe. Yeah, and myself.
And they look good.
I'll please third. Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, forgot what point we were making over there, but basically, yes, this is a very important mission for me.
Well, the point that what we were talking about is I asked you if it was your intent that hopefully with the success of Plant Built that brings athletes into the vegan lifestyle,
right,
and then hopefully see the ethical side of things. You know, this is my experience and also my personal belief, so take it with a grain of salt. But I find that ethical vegans really don't stray, because to stray would mean going against their own morals. And health vegans stray far more frequently because, well, the only thing that they're going against is their own health. And I find that a lot of people find it easy to go against their health than it is against their morals. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can actually from experience, because about 9 years ago, when I chose to go vegan myself, I actually had no idea that there was an ethical or environmental side to it. And I actually myself went vegan for health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking for others who were like-minded and were on a plant-based diet. And the more people that I met and the more that I read, I realized, wow, this is something that really needs to be embraced. And there's been no going back for me ever since. So if I made the change and I've then I feel like others can as well. And I, like I said, I've seen others that approach us and explain how they've gone vegan for health reasons and then, you know, embrace the ethical environmental sides of it. And, I mean, even backstage, there were other competitors that stopped myself as well as other athletes. And they asked me, they said, so you vegan guys, you all look fantastic. Every single one of you look great. Hmm. Can you tell me a little more about, you know, what it is to you and how you're doing it? So yeah, I mean, we made a difference right then and there with several athletes, and
yeah,
hopefully they make the change to the ethical side of it, so there's no going back.
It's just beautiful. Oh, brother, I couldn't feel more touched and honored to have you on my show. I mean, you've got just a massive heart and just such a beautiful vision that I want to do everything I can to see turn into a complete reality. So thanks so much for being on the show today. It won't be the last time we'll have you on some more, especially with every plant-built development that comes aboard. Please let me know so we can have you on, so we can tell the rest of our Vegan Body Revolution show listeners what's going on. And your website is plantbuilt.com as well as veganproteins.com, your one-stop vegan supplement shop, yes?
Yes, and you can follow updates on Plant Built's developments on facebook.com/veganolympia.
I love that. Let me ask you about that really quickly. Is that what you're gunning for? Having vegans compete at the Olympia?
Yeah, that would be a nice end result, actually. You know, we want to do it big, you know, bigger and better, and this is only the beginning. So.
Now, is the Olympia a natural show?
The Olympia is not a natural show.
So
we don't want to compete against athletes that are partaking in the use of illegal substances and drugs. I mean, that's a totally unfair advantage, and it's not an advantage. It's actually a disadvantage. They're doing themselves a disservice, and to put ourselves in the same playing field as that just wouldn't be. That's not the type of environment that we want to promote. Even if we go there and we wind up kicking their butts, and some of us would, and some do actually, just to prove it for themselves. On a larger scale, we don't, you know, for the most part, we really don't want to be promoting events that don't test for drugs, because then it's just going to lead to other athletes trying to challenge others in that type of environment, and I don't have any belief in that. Personally.
Do you think it's possible to be as big and massive as Jay Cutler and Ronnie Coleman without using steroids on a plant-based diet?
No, that's beyond the realm of anyone's genetic makeup, and it's not natural, it's not healthy, and you'll pay the price for it pretty quickly. You know, all sorts of issues aside from heart failure, which is pretty major, but. But yeah.
Very good. Very good. Listen, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you so much for all the information and especially the inspiring words, my friend. I got to tell you again, you've just got the biggest heart in the world, and it's a real honor to know you personally and also to be able to call you a friend. So let's have you back again. Keep me updated on the updates on plantbuilt.com. You've heard his website, plantbuilt.com, and veganproteins.com. And don't forget to visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/veganolympia. So we're going to wrap it up right here. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show. And make sure, if you haven't already, pick up your very own free muscle-building vegan guide at veganmusclebook.com. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to send them at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, join the discussion that's currently going on over at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And from there, you'll be able to find some posts on the Plant Built team, and you'll be able to follow Giacomo and the rest of his team members that way as well. So I thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Thomas Tadlock, your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.